Hi, I'm Ruth.
And I'm Lori.
And this is 80s Music Rewind, where we discuss 80s music and culture as only two friends who have been friends since the 80s can.
So sit back and take a listen. This is 80s Music Rewind.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to 80s Music Rewind. I'm Ruth.
And I'm Lori.
And today we are going to go through the number 100 through 51 top hits in the Billboard charts for 1984. So we were 14.
Yes.
Okay. Let's get this started. Mm-hmm. All right. Number 100 was Ya Mo Be There by James Ingram and Michael McDonald, which I didn't realize I knew until I just played it on YouTube.
And she knew it.
I did know it.
And she remembered that she likes it. It's a
good
song.
I love that song. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe I don't own it.
Well, there
so
you go.
So now, that's just, I got to add it to my list. Let me write mm-hmm. it down right now. Ya Mo Be There.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing it down.
Yes, she is.
It's that important.
Yes.
Number 99, Rock Me Tonight by Billy Squire.
I was saying that this sounded a little sus there, Billy.
Yeah, what song does he have that doesn't sound sus?
I know. But, yeah, I figured.
Isn't he the stroke me guy?
Yeah, he is. But he's also Everybody Wants You.
Everybody Wants
You. I love that song. Love that song.
All right. Number 98, When You Close Your Eyes by Night Ranger.
Mm-hmm. Good song.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Ruth doesn't remember this song.
I don't remember it. I wasn't a big Night Ranger thing. I just remember in high school, the boys that like Night Ranger are not boys that I wanted to talk to. I just remember, like, these guys with, like, Night Ranger, and they had, like, mullets.
Oh, but it was the time. Like, everybody had mullets back then.
Okay, like,
look at the resurgence of the mullet. All the athlete boys, which are the ones that usually that, you know, we want to go out with, because you know how we like our clean-cut athletic boys, they were rocking the mullet, which, you know, then that kind of takes away from that clean-cut athletic look that we know to love. So I think you can't really, like, poo-poo them for, you know, back then. Yeah, but now why it resurged, I have no clue why certain things come back.
I was on the mom's group before Christmas, and somebody was like, my son needs to get a mullet, where can I take him to get a good mullet? And every single one of us were like, why? We're gonna call authorities on mm-hmm. you, because you are abusing your child. Don't give your child a mullet. There's no time, no reverse mullets either. No,
you, okay,
a mohawk, always acceptable. Yeah.
Now,
a faux hawk.
My cousin's son had a mullet for the longest time, and he finally stopped having the mullet.
And now he's going
back to
it?
We have all these nice family photos they had taken where he has the mullet, and, you know, he's trying to look, you know, in his normal, like, nice dress clothes, and it just doesn't work. You know, when he's got his baseball uniform on or his football thing, it looks a little different than when he's trying to, like, wear normal.
It looks like people are trying to audition for Joe Dirt.
So I was very excited to see he went back to his regular normal haircut.
Number 97 is Magic by The Cars.
Mm-hmm.
I like that song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
And I always follow Rick Ocasek's wife, Paulina. Is it Periscova? Periscova. She says it a certain way, and I can never get it right. Anyway, you know the story about how he died, like, left with nothing.
Yes, yes.
What a jerk. Anyway, mm-hmm. continue on. Love that song.
Yeah. Duran Duran, New Moon
no,
on Monday.
No, you missed number 96.
Oh, I am so sorry, everyone. Sorry. Major Tom, Coming Home by Peter Schilling.
That song made me so sad. Every time they play it, I was so sad every time.
The song was so popular.
It was, and I could not understand why, because it was like a real, like, bummer.
Yeah.
I mean, the ending's like, I'm coming home. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Great, great. He made it home, right? I can't remember. Now I can't remember the song. I think he did. He made it home. Mm. Whatever. Number 95, Lori already talked about New Moon on Monday by Duran Duran.
Mm-hmm. Every Duran Duran song is.
There's not a bad. Mm. Well, there is a bad. I can think of a couple bad Duran Duran songs, but they weren't ever singles. So.
Right, exactly.
Number 94, Lori just gasped. On the Dark Side by John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
I love this song. And this it movie. Brings me back to my youth, because we danced to this for when I took dance lessons and for the recital. And it's just a great song. And I'll always think of that.
I love this song and I love this movie. And what was it called? What was it? Wait, what's the name of the movie now? The Dark Side movie. What is the name of the movie? Oh, my God. What's the name of the movie, Lori?
I don't even know.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I don't remember what the name of the movie is. It's going to bother me. On the Dark Side. Oh, yeah. On the Dark Side. What's the name of the movie? I'm sure people listening, all five of you, are like, it's blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I know.
I can't even think of what movie it was in.
Okay. He disappeared. Remember? On the Dark Side, nothing is real. She'll never know just how I... Anyway, like the movie was, he was like this big famous singer and then he disappeared. And then like 20 years later or wherever it was amount of time, like everybody found him. Like the people in his band. They thought he was dead. He faked his death. Or somebody like that. Oh, now I got to Google it.
It doesn't even seem familiar. I don't know. Sorry.
No, we got from what movie is from the, what's it called? The Dark Side.
On the Dark Side. By John Cafferty in the Beaver Brown Band.
Side from. Okay, I've seen it 50 million times. Eddie and the Cruisers.
Okay. Yes, Eddie, you're right. The Cruisers. It is from that movie. You're right.
Great freaking movie.
And sorry. I forgot about that movie.
Should introduce my kids to that movie. But I think that like Kira will be like, that's so stupid. But it's such a good movie.
I think she says that about everything.
She does. Anything that I like.
You know, from the 1900s.
Yeah, it's from the 1900s. Number 93 is Under Cover of the Night by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
We love Mick Jagger. I can name probably on my, again, I think I've talked about this before. I can probably name on my two fingers what songs I like from Rolling Stones. I'm a Beatles girl. I'll just say that.
I do like some Rolling Stones songs. My favorite one is Under My Thumb, right? Under My Thumb, Your Thumb. I think it's My Thumb. I say this every time that we talk about this.
Yes.
But I like that song.
I do like Sympathy for the Devil, and I do like a few others.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Satisfaction.
Satisfaction, sure.
You know, yeah. Okay, the next song, you know, geez, I have no idea what they're talking about. In number 92, Dancing in the Sheets by Shalimar.
Didn't we listen to this at camp, at church camp, when we were in, like, people were breakdancing to this? Did we listen to this at church camp?
I don't know.
I don't either.
If we listened to this.
We listened to this somewhere that was church related. I promise. Well, it
probably
you.
Was just youth group.
We probably did. Love this song.
Because though. As naive as we were, I think we talked about this before, our church youth leaders, bless all of them, they were all great people, were probably even more naive than we were. But I mean, I think I always understood what this one meant. I mean, it's pretty. Sure.
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Number 91 is Get a Hold on Me by Chrissy McVie.
Yeah, I know that song.
You know, I just have to say, I just love the Fleetwood Mac, like, songs that they would do on their own separate.
Yes.
I love them all. They're so good. And they're all like kind of like thumbs, like middle fingers.
Well,
up
we talk
too.
About this all the time. We have any reference to Fleetwood Mac that we just are so, I mean, I love Stevie Nicks anyway, but we just have a new respect for these women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you get older, you really like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel you. Mm-hmm. I get it. Number 90. You. We get you. Number 90, Tonight by Kool and the Gang.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're just very appreciative. It's not Celebration. I mean, granted, that was way earlier in the 80s. But we look at, but this is just proving, again, all the great Kool and the Gang songs that are out there that we never hear on the radio. But yeah, let's play Celebration 5 million times a day.
Joanna is another one of my favorites. Oh. I love Joanna.
Fresh is my favorite.
Fresh is, love that song. Love that song. She's fresh. All right, number 89, mm-hmm. The Longest Time by Billy Joel.
I just hear, you know, I can't sing. Sorry. Didn't mean to scare all of you right now. But that's I just it. Hear that
all
beginning
two
part.
Two of our listeners. Mm-hmm. Again, this podcast is sponsored by us. Mm-hmm. Us for sponsoring the podcast.
Yes. And we are fabulous.
We're fabulous. Okay, where are we at?
Ooh. Head Over Heels by the Go-Go's at number 88.
I just remember when this first came out, me trying to remember where the clap was. And it took me like two listens to figure out where to go, like in the middle of it.
Head Over Heels, where do I go? There you go. There's the clap.
Yep. It's amazing.
Uh-huh. I love that song.
Number 87, I could never listen to again and be okay with it. Round and Round by Rat. You like it?
No, I got excited the next song.
Oh.
All right. I don't dislike the song because...
Moving ahead.
Yeah, sorry. I always skip ahead because I get excited about the next two songs I'm really excited about. Sorry. But Rat, I mean... I think Rat to me was like the precursor of all these like glam bands that end up coming later.
Yeah.
So that's why I kind of have a little respect for like they kind of started us out there, getting us there.
Trailblazers, so, for sure.
Yeah. So I don't like, you know, am I going to like request, like if I'm going to go listen to this kind of music, am I going to request this? No, but I don't hate the song.
It's not on my Apple Music playlist. No. Let me just say that.
No.
It's not. But okay. I mean, if my husband was listening to it, it's not like I would walk out of the room. I'd just talk louder. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number 86 is Pink Houses by John Cougar Mellencamp.
I absolutely love this song. One of my absolute favorite John Mellencamp songs.
I'm trying to remember the timeline because he started Johnny Cougar. Then he went to John Cougar, right? And then he went to John Cougar Mellencamp.
And then just...
He's still John Cougar
Mellencamp. Yeah, I guess he like always kept the cougar in there.
I don't understand.
Don't either.
Bad business decisions, bad managers. Well, but this song.
How? When he was so famous and still so famous. Amazing. So. But I love this song so, so much.
It's, I do too.
One of my favorites. I can never get enough of I love like this like greatest hits thing that he has with these songs on it. And I love seeing him in concert. He puts on a fabulous concert. I remember back in the 80s when I would, or even the 90s when I would go see him. It must have been the 90s, but I did go see him in concert a couple of times. It was fabulous. Very good show.
Never seen him. I wasn't invited. Well, again, but let me just say, Pink Houses is
okay,
one
do you
want to
know the story about that concert?
No, that's okay. I don't want to know about
it. I was supposed to go with a boyfriend, and then we broke up, and I ended up taking my current boyfriend to go. So... It wasn't because I didn't.
It was a replacement.
Yes, I took the replacement boyfriend.
I get you, my boo.
Yes.
Pink Houses, I like so much because the video, because my parents owned a pink house. And every time I hear the song, it reminds me of the pink house. Now, then they did. That's my dog in the background. She's saying hello. Mm-hmm. I just remember the pink house. And then I remember, like, before they cited it. They were just so happy with that. That like Sears 1952 from World War II money pink house that was in our family until my mom passed away and we ended up selling it to somebody else in the extended family. So it's technically still in the family. But yeah, I just remember I didn't like the house per se like that much, but you know, it's in Arkansas. So, you know, Lori knows of what I speak.
Yes.
Number 85, Wrapped Around Your Finger by The Police.
Absolutely love this song so, so much. I talk about it all the time. The part where he says, I resolve to call her up
a thousand times a day
and ask her if she'll marry me in some old-fashioned way. I don't know why. I just find that so romantic. I just love it.
Yes. I'll get to it.
Okay. But I just absolutely love this song. I would have to say it's probably my favorite Police song.
Really?
I have to say, yeah. One of them in the tops.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember.
We'll be back after a quick break.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there. Look, we all artists, man. We gonna have this like
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it, take that shit serious.
I'm trying to think. It's a good song. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember. I don't know what my favorite Police song is. I'll have to think about that.
Yeah.
Number 84 is Time Will Reveal by DeBarge. Don't know it.
Neither do I. I was hoping that you would be like, oh yeah, that, you know, you could remind me of what it was, but no. I have no idea.
No. Number 83, Think of Laura by Christopher Cross. Is he the sailing guy, right?
Yes. Sailing. You do know it.
Do I?
It's just the title throws you off a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Lori says, I know it. So you do. I'll think of Laura. Number 82 is Church of the Poison Mind by Culture Club. I love this song.
I know. I really like this song. It's so much better than Do You Really Want to Hurt Me, which, you know, we know my feeling on that one.
Yep. Number 81, Nobody Told Me by John Lennon.
What did nobody tell you, John?
Not to hit women. Anyway, don't really know that. I'm sure I do know the song.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do know this. Nobody told me there'd be days like these. Is that it? Nobody told me
there'd be days like these. I am not 100% sure.
He was dead before this came out.
I don't know.
Wasn't he? What year did John Lennon die?
I don't know the song. I'm sure I do. Just right now is just not jumping out at me. It's like, ooh, you know.
It's a song by John Lennon. The B-side features Yoko Ono's Oh Sanity.
And that's supposed to help us?
Let me just tell you, I'm watching that Beatles Get Back documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Which is hard to watch because it's like each episode is like 2 hours plus. It's very difficult. Like when you have like an hour to watch something and you're like, okay, we can start this and we'll finish episode two the next day. It's kind of annoying. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. But it just cements the fact that I really don't like Yoko Ono. Mm.
I think that's the consensus of most people.
But you know what? And here's the deal. It's like people say she broke up the Beatles. She broke up the Beatles. She broke up. I don't really see it that way. I just see her as a, like, she had to be with him during everything. Like, she couldn't, like, Linda was there. Like, Linda, you know, Linda mm-hmm. Eastman. Linda Eastman was there, and she was, like, taking photographs, and she was sitting in the back. But Yoko Ono had to sit right next to John Lennon while they're working.
So Linda served a purpose. She was photographing and yes. making, like, you know, memories and observing and letting them work, where Yoko Ono was obsessed and had to be, like, in their business.
And then, like, after John died, and then she didn't want to give, you know, she was doing everything she could so that, you know, Julian wouldn't get anything from it, like nothing. Like, and then she put up for sale all of like John's items, like that Julian wanted. She like made him bid on his own father's items so he could have stuff from his dad. And then they like he had to take her to court, and then they had a settlement, and he ended up with not that many millions. And then, like, of course, Sean has a majority of everything because mm-hmm. she said Sean is his only real son. She's just, I know. Just, I'm sure she's a wonderful woman, but I don't, I mean, okay. Megan, I just, I don't like it. Now that. Anyway, yeah, next.
No.
Breaking. There's No Stopping Us by number 80.
Speaking of church camp.
That is from church
camp. It is. And this is exactly when we were at church camp.
No
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By Ollie and Jerry. We love that song.
Yes, we do.
Number
Great
79.
Memories.
79 is Holiday by Madonna.
Great song.
I would like to be on one.
We would all love to be on a holiday.
It's like 11 degrees out. I'm ready.
I know people are posting, like, I just had to like say to my friend Bill on Facebook, like, thanks for rubbing it in, Bill. Well, he's taking pictures because for his job he travels. And he is somewhere where it's nice and warm right now. So he's by the pool and he's taking a picture of like the pool area. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, oh, I'm thinking of you guys while you're shoveling and de-icing that back home. I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm doing the Ross Adam right now.
I said, right.
Thanks
right.
for rubbing it in, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Bill, yeah.
The best.
I know.
Number 78, Thriller by Michael Jackson. This one's hung out for 3 years on the chart.
I was just going to say, I'm like, Thriller was from 1984.
This is like...
No, it might be.
No.
It wasn't on... It was the Thriller album. It came out in 1984.
Thriller came out in 82.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
No.
We were in junior high because Donna
was at my
house.
So we were in 1984. We were in junior high still. Spring of 1984, we were in junior high. We were in eighth grade when Thriller came out. I could have swore. I will be the first to admit I could possibly be wrong. But
it was released in 1983.
So this is not too, yeah, when we were in eighth grade, so 83, 84.
We're just looking at, so what I'm saying is that this song held on the charts for one full year.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm actually surprised it's not up higher is what I was going to say.
Okay, number 77, I Still Can't Get Over Loving You by Ray Parker Jr. Was this before he stole the I Want a New Drug thing or whatever from Huey Lewis to do Ghostbusters? Apparently so.
What? Well, you know, I feel so flattered, though, that you can't get over loving me.
I wonder if I have that on my album, my Ray Parker Jr. album.
All right, the next song makes me think of my mom. This was one of my mom's absolute favorite songs, is I'm So Excited by the Pointer Sisters. Aww. And every time there was any, like, a wedding reception or, like, when she would come visit me at college and it'd be, like, a mom's weekend and we'd go out to Crackers, my mom would go out dancing with us and they would play this song. She would go out and dance.
That's
she loved
so
this song.
Sweet that your mom would actually go do something with you.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
I mean, that makes it sound like my mom wouldn't.
It wasn't like we were clubbing. I mean, but it was just like, you know, like it was, my mom wasn't the type like, oh, it's wedding reception, she's not going to get up and dance. My mom would always go dancing.
Your mom was a party animal.
Oh, she was.
She was, she's great.
My mom was involved in things. She did not sit around.
No, she did not. She lived her life.
Right. My mom, like when my mom and dad got divorced, my mom joined like a singles group where they actually went on trips and did things. That's how she met my stepdad, who was very good to me and my brother, treated us very well. I was very lucky. So
you were.
You know? Yeah. So yeah.
You were.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number 75.
Give it up by KC. I guess he lost the Sunshine Band,
I
huh?
guess so. I guess he gave up the Sunshine Band.
All right, give it up, though. Are we thinking? I mean, okay. So my mind, of course, is automatically in the gutter right now with Give It Up. Or is it like his funky Give It? I mean, it could be anything. Mm. I'm just trying to figure out which way he's going Give It Up. I'm thinking it's probably what we're thinking.
This was with his band. He just labeled it by himself.
Oh, well, isn't that a little sus there, dude?
Number 74 was Dance Hall Days by Wang Chung.
I love this song.
Now, this was a re-recording because they put this out earlier and then they re-recorded it and put it out again. I love this song. This has to be one of my favorite Wang Chung songs. Mm. Although, how many? Okay, I can't think about how many. Number 73, Lori, and I love this song. Cruel Summer by Bananarama.
Has everyone, well, I don't know if everyone knows this, how much I love Bananarama. Absolutely love Bananarama. And I think this is like one of my top favorite songs by Bananarama.
Lori used to like talk about this song, sing this song, play this song.
But not as much as Venus. That's still my absolute favorite. Yes.
Yes, we do the
arm movements.
Yep, we do the arm moves.
It's my absolute favorite Bananarama song. But I love Bananarama.
I do too. You know, they tour all the time.
Oh, well, why aren't we going?
Because we don't live in the UK.
Well, they need to come over the pond.
Here's the problem. Coming over the pond is like so expensive unless you've got like this big tour that you have to like have somebody fund. And then it's some like retro thing where you get two songs and then you have to leave. So they need to get on one of those.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I know. It sucks. All right. Number
Well, maybe they'll be playing when we go to London.
Maybe.
Yes. Okay.
Number 72, An Innocent Man. I'm already going to go see that ABBA thing.
I know. The Holograms.
Number 72, An Innocent Man by Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good song.
It is. I mean, let's face it, it's Billy Joel. I mean, I really still to this day don't understand how I'm the only person in the Chicagoland area who somehow missed when Billy Joel was playing with Elton John. And then I'm seeing all these people going, I'm at this concert. And I'm like, how in the you know what did I miss that they were coming in concert together? And I missed it.
You got to go on Ticketmaster and then you got to list all your favorite bands and then it sends you a text.
So I don't know if he's ever going to tour again, Billy Joel. But
no. Number 71, They Don't Know by Tracy Ullman. Love this song.
They don't know about us. Cute. I used to like her show.
I did too.
She was so funny.
She was. Number 70, love this song, Adult Education, Daryl Hall and John Oates.
I was just going to say, it's like not one of my favorite Hall & Oates songs.
I love it. Again, I go back to the point where husband loves Hall & Oates. I really like Hall & Oates. Go to see them on tour. Daryl Hall just keeps complaining about his mic. It was kind of a pissy show. So we'd be willing to give them another shot.
Well, I want to go if you guys go back.
Yeah, we'll see if they ever come back.
Yeah.
Number 69, Breakdance by Irene Cara. Again, church camp. Right?
I like Irene Cara.
I do too. Number 68, Come On, Feel the Noise.
By Quiet Riot.
Lead singer Dubrow, of course, is the brother of Terry Dubrow. Left him millions of dollars, and that's part of the reason why he lives in a beautiful house with his beautiful wife, Heather, and their children. And nobody knows, you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, you told me last time.
I did tell you.
But here's the thing.
Real Housewives.
I know, but how? But is that a happy thing? I mean, that's nice that his brother was famous and was able to leave that for his brother. But the fact that
he, yeah, yeah,
Attic, how he
yeah,
died, yeah, it's, yeah, gross. It's not, it's gross. It's not a happy. No, I'm sure he wishes
he tried to save him.
I mean, he has a good career himself. He would be doing fine on his own. You know, he doesn't really need that house. I'm sure he'd much rather have his brother still with them.
Number 67 is Cover Me by Bruce Springsteen. No thanks. I'd rather not. I don't know this song.
Oh, I like this song.
Really?
I really do. It's one of my favorite Bruce Springsteen songs. Yep.
I messed up another freaking
name. I can't, okay. You know, sing, so I can't sing it for you. But the next song is one of my absolute favorite Madonna songs of all time. I think it's like the very first Madonna song I really kind of remember is Lucky Star. And I used to love the video. I know it was so basic, but that one star earring, mm-hmm, I just wanted to look like her so bad, mm-hmm, when that video came out. Mm-hmm. So badly.
I
did too.
I wanted all the lace gloves, uh-huh, and the one earring that was dangling.
Didn't she have a hat?
She had a bow.
Oh, the bow. Yeah. Yes.
Number 65 is You Might Think by The Cars. You might think I'm hysterical.
I like this song.
I think it's a good song. Mm-hmm. Number 64. Oh.
We need to add that to the list, too, for the other part.
I think, yeah, I have it on here.
If This Is It?
Yeah, I think I do.
You do?
If This Is It by Huey Lewis and the News.
You know, I don't know if I've told this story, yeah, before.
I do.
But I always remember this song, and I know this is weird, but it was the summer before we were freshmen in high school, so you know it is 84. And I remember that our neighbor played volleyball, and I had played volleyball at church camp and stuff, and I was told I was decent at it, so I thought I might want to play on the volleyball team. So I went with her to the informational meeting, and I remember going there and watching everyone, and I realized that I'm not up to snuff for the volleyball team. Those girls are really, really good. But I just remember because this song was playing when she picked me up in the car, so I just thought that was interesting.
I just remember the video.
Well, yeah, I remember the video too,
and it like kind of sad.
It was, oh, it is like, well, it's a sad song,
and then like you think about it, I mean, I just remember watching and going, wow, is that what it's like to break up with somebody? Because I wasn't allowed to go out with anybody at that point. And I was like, is this what it's like to break up with people?
Well, I don't even know if I was allowed to go out with anybody at that time. I don't think anybody was interested in me at that time because I looked, you know, I tell my woes of my youth and my ugliness. So, yeah. Ugh.
Number 63 is Miss Me Blind by Culture Club. Love it. I know you miss me.
I still think it's funny what I thought the song was about.
Yeah.
You know, don't understand any other songs, but yet I thought that song was about that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Number 62 is one of my favorite Rick Springfield songs, Love Somebody. Mm-hmm. You better love somebody.
Yes, that's a good song. Yep.
Love it. Mm. Number 61 is A State of Shock by the Jacksons. State of Shock.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was an interesting song. Sure.
Yes.
Number 60 is Legs by ZZ Top. I just remember Charlie from church always talking about how he went to see ZZ Top and they lip synced the whole thing.
Well, did I ever tell you my story about this song? About the song Legs by ZZ Top?
Probably did. Because we've talked about it. Have we not talked about it before?
I don't know if we talked about it.
What is it?
So when I used to work for the Dwight Correctional Center. So for those of you who may not know that, that used to be a women's prison here in our lovely state. And I was like in education there. And so we had to go to a conference for the like state of Illinois prison thing. And me and our secretary were there. And, you know, we had to be dressed up and stuff. So I was wearing a dress. And we met these guys that were from Stateville, and they were talking to us and stuff. And there was like a bar in the hotel, and we were all just hanging out there. And the one guy put this song on for me on the jukebox.
Yep, I remember this story.
So I always would remember this song because I was like, oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
You're like, okay. That's great.
Yeah.
We're going home now.
Well, we couldn't escape, you know, we're all at the convention together. Yes.
Number 59, Almost Paradise by Mike Reno and Ann Wilson.
Yes, classic for every eighth grade dance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have this song.
No.
What I, yeah. I just have it running through my head now.
I know, so do I. I'm singing it in my head.
Number 58 is my favorite Rod Stewart song, one of the few I like, Infatuation.
It is a great song.
Ooh, 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 Infatuation.
I know, it is a great tune. I do like it. Yes.
Early in the morning, I can't remember the story.
I can't sleep. Yep. Because he wants to get on with his lady.
Infatuation.
Yes, exactly.
Number 57, Love is a Battlefield, Pat Benatar. It is Pat. It is.
Mm-hmm.
Love her.
No, but this is a great tune. I mean,
number 56, Islands in the Stream by Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
Love this song so much. Love it. This is a song, I'm sure I've talked about this before, where if I'm listening to a countdown and it's on in the car, I make my children sit in the car if we're running errands before we go into the store, whatever. We have to sit in the car and we have to listen to it. And I blare it and I'm singing it at the top of my lungs.
Absolutely.
With no shame whatsoever.
Right. Number 55 is I Want a New Drug by Huey Lewis and the News. I have it on the list.
It's an absolute great song.
I love this song. And the video. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, God, I love this song.
I like this song. And then Do You Believe in Love by Huey Lewis and the News. I mean, those two, I would say, are probably my favorite Huey Lewis and the News songs.
Do you believe in love? I have that 45. That was one of the first 45s I ever bought.
Very good. Very good.
All right. Number 54, Your Boy.
Yes, it is my boy. Sad Song, Say So Much by Elton John.
Ooh, bah, bah, bah. Yeah, it's a good song.
It is a good song. Very good song.
Number 53 is Running with the Night, Dancing in the Shadows. Just You and I. Now I'm trying to remember what the next line is. In the morning, we were running, running with the night. Yeah, it's okay.
All right.
Number 52, That's All by Genesis. Oh, God, I love this song.
I know. That's a great song. Did they play this for you in concert when you saw them? Okay.
Yep. It was freaking great. Loved it. Okay. Number 51, Caribbean Queen.
Okay.
No More Love on the Run.
Billy Ocean. I do like this song.
I do, too. Mm-hmm. It's a bop. And number 50.
We got to stop.
Oh.
And number 51.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Number 50. We'll continue the next one. We're stopping at 51. Caribbean Queen, No More Love on the Run.
By Billy Ocean.
Love on the Run.
Yep.
No more love. Now I get that. On the run. Hello, Ruth. Hello. Yeah. This is a nice list.
It is.
There's some really good songs out of it. There's only a couple in there that I didn't like or I didn't know.
And I said this before when we first started doing these lists that I think as we get, you know, as we go up in these countdowns, the years, is we're getting older, so we're going to remember the songs more. We're going to have more of a connection to the music. So that's why I think we're a little bit more excited about these lists.
I'm just looking at the 100 to 51 again, just thinking about, like, some of these, I wonder if I would not move them up a little bit. But I can, just glancing ahead, I kind of understand, I guess. Some of them I would not. Some of them I would replace.
I'm looking up at the top 50 and like when the song's on here, I'm just laughing at because I'm like, really, that beat out some of these other ones?
Yeah, I hate number 28 with the passion.
That's the one I was, oh no, not that one. I was laughing at number 26.
Yeah, I would totally get rid of that one. that one would go. We'll talk about that.
We'll be talking about that very soon.
Anyway, so out of this list that we talked about, what's your favorite? I would love to know so that we could talk about it on the podcast. And while we're ending this podcast, we just want to shout out to those who have responded to our Facebook questions about their favorite Christmas songs. And
yes, we had a good response to that.
Good response. The response, like a lot of people, like a big amount of response was their favorite Christmas song was Christmas Wrapping.
I know.
My favorite Christmas song.
And Last Christmas.
And Last Christmas. Yes. Very good choices. Mm-hmm. So shout out to you guys who are responding to our questions on Facebook. And you should join us for the discussions of this stuff that we're talking about. And if you have any suggestions on other things you want to hear, any questions you have about 80s music and things like that, just let us know.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thanks,
we'll
everybody.
See you later.
Bye.
You have been listening to 80s Music Rewind with Ruth and Lori.
Make sure to subscribe and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.